Welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. If you have something to share on the program, we certainly encourage you to send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at that. Maybe one day we can share it with everybody else here on The Good Stuff on this great radio station.
Because that's what we like to do, share the good stuff.
Black Hill Stock Show and Rodeo getting underway, and for the next week it's going on at the Monument and some places in Rapid City. The Cinch Trade Show will feature over 400 booths, the Western Art Show and Sale going on through the 7th as well. Kicking things off on the 30th today with the Rope Ride and Slide. That's at 7 o'clock tonight, and a lot of other events. Go to Black Hill Stock Show and Rodeo to find out more information.
And, you know, Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the commercial cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Plus, they cover so much more. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read. Go to tsln.com to find out more.
What kind of good stuff do you have to share today?
I actually have a piece that they never thought their farm kid would say this after joining the Marine. So here's the letter. Dear Ma and Pa, I am well. Hope you are. Tell Brother Walt and Brother Elmer the Marine Corps beats working for old man Minch by a mile. Tell them to join up quick before all the places are filled. I was restless at first because you get to stay in bed till nearly 5 a.m., but I am getting, so I like to sleep late. Tell Walt and Elmer all you do before breakfast is smooth your cot and shine some things. No hogs to slop, feed to pitch, mash to mix, wood to split, fire to lay, practically nothing. Men got to shave, but it's not so bad. There's warm water. Breakfast is strong on trimmings like fruit juice, cereal, eggs, bacon, etc., but kind of weak on chops, potatoes, ham, steak, fried eggplant, pie, and other regular food. But tell Walt and Elmer you can always sit by the two city boys that live on coffee. Their food, plus yours, holds you until noon when you get fed again. It's no wonder these city boys can't walk much. We go on routine marches, which the platoon sergeant says are long walks to harden us. If he thinks so, it's not my place to tell him different. A routine march is about as far as to our mailbox at home. Then the city guys get sore feet and we all ride back in trucks. The sergeant is like a school teacher. He nags a lot. The captain is like the school board. Majors and colonels just ride around and frown. They don't bother you none. This next will kill Walt and Elmer with laughing. I keep getting medals for shooting. I don't know why. The bullseye is near as big as a chipmunk head and don't move. And it ain't shooting at you like the Higgett boys at home. All you got to do is lie there all comfortable and hit it. You don't even load your own cartridges. They come in boxes. Then we have what they call hand-to-hand combat training. You get to wrestle with them city boys. I have to be real careful, though. They break really easy. It ain't like fighting with that old bull at home. I'm about the best they got in this, except for that Tug Jordan from over at Silver Lake. I only beat him once. He joined up the same time as me, but I'm only 5'6 and 130 pounds, and he's 6'8 and near 300 pounds dry. Be sure to tell Walt and Elmer to hurry and join before other fellers get onto this setup and come stampeding in. Your loving daughter, Alice.
Way to go, Alice.
Indeed. After joining the Marines.
Hey, we're just a couple weeks away from Valentine's Day, and that means the 25th annual Bull Bash, Valentine's main event. Right here in Valentine, Nebraska, they'll line the bulls up on Main Street. Lots of other activities going on as well. Check that out at visitvalentine.com or bullbash.net. And while you're on that, visitvalentine.com, start planning your next vacation to come see us.
And sending out a happy greeting to everybody from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora. That's right. They're shooting out a happy new year to you. May this year be bright with opportunity, strength, and the timeless values of our Western heritage.
And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.